This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown, and this is reporting remotely. Control of the U.S. Senate hung on the balance early today, with the results of one of two elections in the southern state of Georgia still too close to call. Democrats move closer to regaining control of the chamber, with the Reverend Ralph Warnock's projected defeat of Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of Tuesday's elections. U.S. media organizations called the race, with Warnock leading the incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler by more than 40,000 votes, with nearly all the votes counted. The second race was too early to call, as votes were still being counted overnight. There were still some mail ballots and in-person early ballots left to be counted statewide, the majority of which are in Democratic-leaning counties. Supporters of President Trump are expected to march Wednesday in multiple rallies in Washington as they back his objection to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Trump is scheduled to speak at a Save America rally on the Ellipse just south of the White House ahead of a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Ahead of Wednesday's events, Trump continued to use Twitter to make unsubstantiated claims that he won the election. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference today the government was considering taking effective and strong measures to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, and theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. Japan's health ministry said 240,000 cases have been reported of the coronavirus and more than 3,600 deaths nationwide. An American citizen working for a law firm known for taking on human rights cases was among dozens of people arrested in Hong Kong on Wednesday under a new security law imposed by Beijing. Local media in Hong Kong report more than 50 activists, including former lawmakers, were taken into custody in the biggest crackdown yet against the Democratic opposition under the new law. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislative election. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.